thing. First of all, what is the Aurora capping study, and whereabouts is it located?
Syncrude has two mines. One is the south mine, the Mildred Lake Basin. The other one, the newly developed one, is the Aurora, which is about 100 kilometers north of the base mine. And it's all based on sandy material, while the south mine is all secondary clay material. So that's posed a different question: is how do you restore the ecosystem in the sandy material, which doesn't hold much water? I guess that's also the research question for the Aurora capping study.
And it's called capping, so what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so usually for after mining, they have a lot of mining waste. We call it overburden. You would put it in a location, and then because it is exposed to air, then you may have a lot of environmental problems. So we put a good layer of soil on top of it, and then grow vegetation on top. So that would be called reclamation. You reclaim those overburdened material, so you don't have those environmental issues, but also restore the equivalent ecosystem.
You're from the University of Saskatchewan. What is the relationship between the University of Saskatchewan and this study?
I guess the University of Saskatchewan has been part of all the research conducted with the oil sand industry from very early days, like 1989. And since then, I guess the collaboration between the oil sand industry and the University of Saskatchewan has been expanded from simply engineer to soil science to geological sciences and to ecotoxicology. So the collaboration has been expanding with time.
Now, at the Conrad Symposium today, in your talk, you focused a lot on your part with the Aurora capping study, and that has to do with instrumented watersheds. What exactly is an instrumented watershed? What does that mean?
Yeah, so for water, it has its own pathway. So for one watershed, usually they don't, basically a basin, right, and doesn't interact a lot with the neighbor one. So if you study a watershed or basin, then you can get basically like a representative small site within a large area. And the instrumented one is saying we're going to monitor the change in the hydrology, in the soil conditions with time, how it's going to change with time. And we want to understand what are the processes that control the behavior or affecting the future evolution of the ecosystem. So we use the instrument to record the change. That is called instrumented watershed.
What kind of instruments?
So the instrument would include everything from monitoring the weather condition, solar radiation, wind speed, to all the way to the soil temperature, soil water content, soil nutrient conditions, which those are essential for vegetation, to something that in the groundwater. So we also worry about the detrimental effect to groundwater. So we want to know what are the fluxes to the groundwater, and also gas emissions from the watershed to the air, and where those gases are produced in subsoils. Basically, those are the things we try to extract the information to understand the watershed.
And you even mentioned something about fiber optics. Are those hills and vales, are they wired?
So they are wired. So basically, when we construct the capping site, we just lay fiber optic cable in different depths. So in this way, we can measure soil temperature along several kilometer long cable. And from there, we can gather soil temperature and potentially soil water content every meter along several kilometer long cable. So that way, we get really the variability and also the uncertainty of some of the important indicator of the soil health and the quality.
Now, you're at the beginning of this study. What are some of the things that you're expecting to find?
Yeah, I guess the important thing we want to find out is when you have hydrocarbons in the soil, would it have increased the soil water storage for vegetation use, or you have decreased the water storage for vegetation? Because in our area, which is semi-arid environment, the amount of water in the soil is critical for the success of ecosystem vegetation. If we know that, then we would know how this land going to evolve over time. Would it be a productive forest, or it is just a very non-commercial forest? And because the regulators require the industry to not only green the area, but they also grow forest, have a proportion that was in the original ecosystem. So the industry has to be targeted to say, this site, I want this kind of forest, so I can have, let's say, 30% of the jack pine originally in this area. So the water storage would determine what kind of forest, or have the potential control of what kind of forest going to be in the future.
So do you have anything you can compare it with at this time?
I guess we, in the past, we have done study in a natural area. So we know what kind of water storage is in the area and is corresponding to which type of ecosystem. So we already did a four-year study from 2006 to 2010. So we already have pretty good idea about the water storage capacity of certain soil under certain ecosystem type.
And how long will this go on for?
This is going to be a long-term study. We already get 5 years of funding in place, and hopefully this will continue for, let's say, 15 years.
And how will industry utilize this?
I guess we have this question come from the industry, and the industry during the research and after the research, they would synthesize the data and come up with integrated solutions. So just get the understanding from different researchers and synthesize it and get the best solutions to a certain problem.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to do that.